This article originally appeared on Health and Hills today, February 9th. They may be small, but a group of local youngsters has certainly made a mighty difference for a health and charity. Kylie and Liam McRae, and Peyton and Grayson Dunn of Georgetown have been organizing a lemonade stand for 4 years, and have raised a whopping $4,000 for Food for Kids Halton. This money has directly helped to feed children in our community, said Terry Lynn Puckerin, Food for Kids Halton board chair. Not only have they shown tremendous heart, but each year they have surpassed the amount raised the previous year, demonstrating their dedication to making a real difference on behalf of Food for Kids Halton. The four children were presented with framed certificates honoring their contributions this week at Food for Kids Halton's annual general meeting. During the gathering, Executive Director Jennifer Sully Ferraro also shared details about the increasing demand for Food for Kids Halton's services. In 2023, the organization, which provides healthy food packages for elementary students with limited or no access to food each weekend, had 1,151 kids enrolled. Today we are serving more than 1,200 children at 118 schools every weekend. We are living in uncertain times, she said. No doubt many of us are feeling anxiety and stress due to the trade war with our neighbors to the south. Sully Ferraro said more than 2 million Canadians required the use of a food bank in 2024, and one-third of those were children. The executive director wrapped up with some words from families who have relied on Food for Kids Halton. One parent shared, "It has been a year of ups and downs due to leaving the abusive relationship I was in," Sully Ferraro read. "The food bags and gift cards really helped out, and I cannot thank you enough. The small act of kindness your organization has shown me has given me hope that there are still kind-hearted people in the world."